Masechet Baba Batra, Parashat Mishnah Aleph. Yesh Noichlin Umanchilin. There are some relatives that are considered very close relatives as far as Yerusha is concerned, and they inherit each other. If one dies, the other would get the Yerusha. If the other died, then that one would get the Yerusha. Noichlin V'lo Manchilin. There are some relatives, though, that although if the other relative died, they would inherit the other relative, but if they died, the other relative would not inherit them. Manchilin V'lo Noichlin. There are some relatives that if they died, the other relative would inherit their property, but if the other relative died, they would not inherit the other relative's property. Lo nochlin, velo manchilin. There are some relatives that don't inherit each other at all, that as far as Yerusha is concerned, they are not considered close relatives. Be'elu nochlin u'manchilin, the following relatives inherit each other. Ha'av et ha'banim, v'ha'banim et ha'av. A father inherits the property of his son. If one of his sons die without leaving children, then the next closest relative is a father, and he would inherit the property of his children. And the sons inherit the father. If the father dies, the sons are the closest relatives. They get the Yerusha. If there are no sons, then the daughters are the next closest relatives, and they would inherit their father. Brothers from the father, they would inherit their nephews. If the son or the brother dies without children, and their father is no longer alive, then the brothers of the father would inherit their nephews. And also vice versa, if the brothers of their father dies without leaving children, and their father is no longer alive, then the brother would get the Yerusha. If the brother is no longer alive, then the sons of the brother would get the Yerusha. Ha'ish et ima, v'ha'ish et ishto. A man inherits his mother. If the mother dies and she is no longer married at the time of her death, then the children would get the Yerusha. And a husband inherits his wife. The husband is considered the closest relative, and he gets the Yerusha in the event of the death of his wife. Ubnei achios nochlin v'lo manchilin. The sons of a sister sometimes inherit the brothers of their mother. If the brothers of the mother die without children, and their father is no longer alive, and they don't have brothers, then the sister would get the Yerusha, and if the sister is no longer alive, then the son of the sister would get the Yerusha, but it would not work vice versa, as somebody would never inherit the property of the sons of their sister. The reason being is that we have a klal, mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, that as far as Yerusha is concerned, the Yerusha always goes to the mishpachas av, to the family of the father. It never goes to the mother, and certainly the Yerusha would not go to the brothers of the mother, so therefore somebody would never inherit the property of the sons of their sister, as the sons of their sister, the Yerusha, would go to the father's side, not to the mother's side. Ha'isha es bina, v'ha'isha es bala, v'ache ha'en, manchilin v'lo nochlin. A woman, if she died, her children would get the Yerusha, but not vice versa. A mother never inherits the property of her son, like we said. The Yerusha always goes to the father's side, not to the mother's side. And a woman, if she died, her husband would get the Yerusha, but she would not inherit her husband. Instead, the Yerusha would go to the children of the husband, or if he doesn't have children, it would go to the father, or to the brothers of the father. And Ache Ha'em, the brothers of a mother, would never inherit the property of the children of their sister. Again, for the same reason, like we said, that Yerusha never goes to the mother's side. V'ha'achin min ha'em lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. Two brothers that share the same mother, they are brothers only from the mother, but they do not share the same father. They would not inherit each other, as we said, for the same reason, that mishpacha ta'av priya mishpacha, that Yerusha always goes to the father's side, not to the mother's side. And since they are only related through their mother, not through their father, they do not inherit each other. Seder Nachalos Kahu. The order of Yerusha is as follows. The pasuk says, Ish ki yamos uben ein lo. Somebody who dies and has no son, v'havartem et nachaloso lebito. The Yerusha should be passed on to the daughter, ben kodem lebat. We see from this pasuk that sons come before daughters. If somebody has sons, they get the Yerusha, not the daughters. The chol yotze yerecho shal ben kodmin Labak, any children that the son might have also come before the daughter of the maid. So therefore, if the man's son is no longer alive, but he has children, the children of the ben would get the Yerusha before the daughter of the maid. Bas kodemes la'achim. The daughter of the maid have precedence before the brothers of the maid. If somebody dies and has no son, but he has a daughter, she would get the Yerusha, not his brothers. Yose yerecha shel bas kodmin la'achim. Any children that the daughter might have also have precedence over the brothers of the maid. So therefore, if somebody dies without sons and his daughter has died but has children, the children of the daughter would get the Yerusha, not the brothers of the maid. Achen koidmin la'ache ha'av. The brothers of the maid have precedence before the brothers of the father of the maid, which is that if somebody dies and has no children, then the Yerusha skips up a generation, and the next person who gets the shot at the Yerusha is the father of the maid. If the father of the maid is no longer alive, but he has sons, then his sons would get the Yerusha, the brothers of the maid. They have precedence before the brothers of the father of the maid. Yosei Yerechan Shoachim Kodmin La'achei Ha'av. Any children that the brothers of the maid might have also come before the brothers of the father of the maid. So therefore, if somebody dies and has no children, the next person who has a shot is the father of the maid. If he is no longer alive, then his children, which are the brothers of the maid, get the Yerusha. If he has no children, then it skips up another generation, and the grandfather of the maid would have the next shot at the Yerusha. If he is no longer alive, then his children would get the next shot. These are the Achei Ha'av. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Kol HaKodem B'Nachla, Yosei Yerecho Kodman. Anybody who has precedent for the Yerusha, his children also have precedent. If that person is no longer alive, then his children come next before the next person in line. V'ha'av kodem l'chol yotzei yerecho. A father comes before any of his descendants. So therefore, if somebody dies and has no children, his father gets next shot before anybody else. Only if the father is no longer alive, then the brothers of the maid get the Yerusha. If he has no brothers, then it skips up another generation to the grandfather. If the grandfather is no longer alive, then his children, which are the Achei Ha'av, come next.